Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No. No.
Could there have been?
Big Freddy! I'm Freddy!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Thursday, March 23rd, 2006. And with me is the Dancing Big Fatty.
Me.
And I'm your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, spelled V-A-D-E-R,
except
Larry
in Canada.
Bader. Right. He called today talking some crap about he could really spell it, but whatever. So anyway, we're just here, just a sunny Wednesday afternoon. You can pretend it's Thursday if you want,
but
that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And how's it going, Big Fatty?
Big Fatty's hot. It's hot in here.
It is very hot in here. I just want to turn the air down, but it's warm. Big Fatty, turning that light off isn't going to make that much of a difference, but you know, the fat people... Yeah. You just turn the switch there, Big Fatty. Y'all, he couldn't turn the light off. Ooh, it's dark in here now, Big Fatty. Y'all wrapped up in your cordage.
Only person I know that likes to be in the dark with Big Fatty would be Howard.
I don't think so. But anyway.
Whatever. Speaking of Howard. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, what's up with Howard?
Got an e-letter from Howard.
It's a printed e-letter, Big Fatty.
Right, I had to print it out. Howard is interested in the requirements for becoming a houseboy.
For me.
Well... My response to that was, he only sent this to me.
Oh.
Me. And my response was, Howard, Mr. Vader, that's V-A-D-E-R, was the one looking for the houseboy. But if you are interested, then he will not be interviewing you. Care and affection are paramount. Please. I think that was supposed to be plus overuse of a slang. Okay, never mind. So then Howard wrote back, and he want. Oh, hello. He'd like pictures of Big Fatty in a swimsuit, because you know a nut a day keeps the doctor away.
Howard,
have you got a little bit of vomit in the back of your mouth?
I do.
Okay,
and I hope that everyone listening does. Howard, I'm drawing the line.
Yeah.
Speaking of lines, Big Fatty,
say it.
iTunes has drawn a line at the top 100 comedy podcasts.
Oh,
on their
really?
Website.
Do we know anyone? Or here, wait a minute. Before you mention anyone's name, let me put on my dancing shoes. No, my happy shoes. What is it? Happy feet.
Yeah.
I've got my happy feet.
He's been dancing all day, y'all. I just don't know what's going on. He's excited because we're going to Mexican in a minute. And then the new Walmart Supercenter opening. Big Fatty is the only person I know who gets excited about going to the Walmart Supercenter grand opening.
Happy feet. I've got those happy feet.
He's still singing and dancing over there.
Well, tell everybody about the fucking top 100.
Well...
Hello!
I noticed an away message this morning from John Michael Haas.
Happy feet.
And it says, congratulations, or guess what? We're in the top 100. So I checked, and sure enough, not only were they in the top 100, they were number 95.
They were number 100 when I looked.
Well, they were originally, and then they moved up to 95. Poor Big Fatty. So, congratulations, you boys.
Today's show is fabulous. Have you listened to it yet?
Big Fatty, I don't keep up.
That's right. You don't listen to them.
I do listen to them. Whatever. I'm just about three or four shows behind.
John Michael Haas' story at the very beginning was talking about how he likes to make up fantasy kinds of stories. He's never done that before, but he's going to give it a try. And then he goes into this whole thing about taking nude pictures of a
Big
high
Fatty.
School wrestler.
What?
And then the high school wrestler wants to come see the nude pictures in the dark room with him. Well, first of all, I don't think John Michael Haas even knows what a fucking dark room is since digital cameras. Oh, well, maybe he doesn't. But he
can develop in a dark room.
He says, well, you should have seen what developed in his dark room.
Well,
let me tell you this. If y'all hadn't heard this one yet, go on over to the Daily Purge. .net and listen to today's podcast. It's called Dark Room Afternoon or something like that. I don't know what it is.
Okay, well,
there's some kind of sexual therapy on there with Mr. Lindley. He's afraid he sounds gayer than he really is.
Well, no.
And his mama's not coming to see his show because she don't like the name of that urine town.
Iowa Baptist preacher.
And they're pissed at you, by the way.
Why?
Ah! Well, maybe you should listen.
I do listen. I'm just a few behind right now. Why are they mad at me?
Because you had this big list of places you were going to go this summer, and Chicago was not listed.
Well, whatever.
And they can, you can get on a Southwest flight for cheap and get up to Chicago, bitches.
We don't
this is
have
Charleston.
Southwest, y'all.
Hello.
Sorry. No, I can get on a. Oh Lord, he's pressing the button. I can go. I mean, there are probably cheap flights to Chicago. Isn't there like a hub there? Another one? Okay, maybe not.
Okay, that was the wrong one. Lord, it's Midway and. O'Hare.
Okay, well, we'll deal with that.
I think Rob said he would come meet you at Midway, and then he retracted that and said, bitch, just get on the line, the brown line or something.
Now, let me tell you something.
And meet him at the mini bar or something.
Right, with my luggage.
Right.
Okay, perfect.
Lord, y'all don't know how much luggage she has.
Right. Think about all the shoe required to go to Chicago.
I can just hear the announcement in the airport.
Paging Mr. Lindley. Mr. Rob Lindley, please meet Miss Sugarbaker and her luggage near the aircraft hoisting area.
Right. Rob, I hope you're bringing the Subaru is all I'm going to say. And I hope Lord. It's some sort of wagon event.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, why don't you hook a wagon up to it?
We might need
it. Right. A sidecar for his fat.
Right. Me. Hey, Big Fatty, but back to the iTunes 100.
Oh, yeah. What about it?
You didn't look at it because Big Fatty's like, I don't want to see that. Man,
I just take your look word at for it.
Did you notice how many other Q-Potters were in the top 100?
I noticed Madge was much lower than the PNS boys.
Madge, PNS, John Michael Haas,
Feast of Fools, and
there were a couple others. Drink Tour Funny, I believe, was in there. Uh-huh.
Touch Me Inappropriately was on there,
right?
And
I'm sure we're leaving somebody out.
I'm gay and I shit my pants.
No, I'm sorry, that was just you. No, I was very shocked that you know what I'm saying. So, I have changed. For some reason, we were categorized as an audio blog. I can't possibly imagine.
Well, so in other words, we should probably be shooting up then.
Right. But
maybe we can knock the Daily Purge out. Maybe they'll be 101.
We don't want to do that to them. Let's knock. Let's try to knock the PNS boys out.
Well, that's a given because, you know, now that. Cher has been in a cave, has been killed.
Speaking of, we've got a special segment. That's right, everybody. It is time for Big Fatty in a Cave. Now, I've hoisted him down. We took a little break, and I've hoisted him down. Big Fatty, are you down there?
Hey, Larry.
Ooh, Big Fatty, how is it down there?
Well, this cave sounds much more empty than it did when Cher was in it.
Well, you know, that bitch, Cher's skinny, but that fat Chaz.
Oh, my God. That's what that smell is. It was this nasty fish smell. I didn't know what it was.
Well, you did blow her out yesterday.
Oh, that sounds kind of cool. Okay.
So we've got Big Fatty in the Cave, everyone. Say
hey, everyone. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Oh, Lord, that's confusing, I'm sure. Big Fatty. Big Fatty in a cave.
Say it.
Big Fatty, now that you're down there in the cave...
I wish I had something to eat.
Well, Big Fatty, let's talk about dinner. What are you going to have tonight?
Well,
Oh, okay. I think that was lunch.
I'm sorry, I was trying to burp.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I don't know. You know what would be fun is to have sex down here in the cave.
The horror. And on that note, that may be the end of the Big Fatty.
No, don't leave yet, Larry.
Oh, Big Fatty, we've got to start hoisting you back up.
There's chafing.
The harness will do that to you. The spelunking gear.
Oh,
you know.
Lord. The what?
Spelunking gear.
Excuse me.
Well, if everyone hasn't realized, we're trying to steal the PNS shtick.
That ain't no stealing.
No, I don't care if they're...
No, this is a room.
Yeah, Big Fatty in a cave.
Big Fatty in a cave.
And, y'all, it's always best when I can get Big Fatty into a cave. So, now for dinner...
Maybe we should broadcast from inside Big Fatty's stomach and have some gurgling noises or something.
I kind of like Big Fatty in a cave. Of course, it kills me. It's going to give me more hernias trying to hoist you back out of there when we're all done.
Hey, Amy. Hey, Simon.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Woody.
Maybe at some point we can get Woody in a cave with you.
Woody in a cave? Lord, I'd love to have a Woody in a cave.
Oh, Lord. All right. Okay, everybody. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Oh, Big Fatty, is that your phone?
Oh, Lord. Hang on.
That's my... It sounds like my cellular telephone that
I
do not
use.
Wait a minute.
It.
Where is it?
Oh, Lord. I put it in the area.
Oh, Lord.
All
Big
right,
Fatty, can you grab that, please?
Sure, no problem. Me.
Oh, my God.
Hey, David J.
I have to call and say, of course, David J, the gay trucker.
Yeah, yeah, we know.
And I can spell it D-A-D-E-R.
Bitch, we can't help it. You can't spell?
Nice new stick I gave you.
Anyway, yeah, I got your shtick right here.
Dead swan on the fucking road doesn't look so good.
Oh, a dead swan.
Oh,
anyway,
that's hot.
I am past. Well, I mean, corny.
Can you hear Larry?
I know.
I can.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Corny. Corning. Where is that?
Corn.
Oh, you can spell.
Oh, great. We're gonna have a fucking spelling bee with him now.
Olive country, right here.
Olive country.
They make olives there, don't they?
I think they do. Olive Hut.
And I picked me some up.
Oh, are you stuck? What?
Blue cheeked up olives.
Ugh.
Ooh, I love
it. Humongous.
Oh, I bet they're not as big as you know what.
No, I'm not going to say as big as Big Daddy's nuts.
Oh, thank you.
Well, of course. Hello.
Correct.
Anyway, blue cheeked up, and I got me some shit. Where is it?
Oh, here.
Oh,
careful.
My God, I'm gonna run off the
Lord. No. Don't
Lord.
Do that.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
Freshly. The bottle is still warm.
Oh, God, I love it when my olives are still warm.
I don't.
Chipotle.
Oh,
Lord,
it's Chipotle.
Uh-huh. Is that spelled V-A-D-E-R?
V-A-E-D-R.
One small jar of blue cheese stuffed.
You should have gotten your mama some.
For me.
I know. She would have appreciated them.
A big jar for my mom.
Oh, perfect.
Aw.
Perfect. Olive tree country.
Oh, great.
Where is
Olive
that?
Tree.
What state are you in?
I don't have the website on me.
Larry, I hope he doesn't give us a website or anything.
This place is incredible.
Ruined. That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
They're not that smart because they have a website, but they
great.
Don't have the website on their...
He's talking about the fucking website. Jesus Christ.
OliveHut.com.
Great Olive Hut.
Go there. And buy them.
Go to the Pizza Hut.
Beautifully nice behind the
counter. Ah, the beautifully nice lady. That's lovely.
I love beautiful ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Tons and tons of food. And if you want, guys want to get good ribs.
I love ribs.
I know it sounds funny, but...
tell me.
Ribs. You go to ribs.com. I think that's it.
Ribs.com.
Fucking delicious.
Okay. Fucking delicious.
Are those going to be delivered to me here?
Olive Hut. Great. We're
it's
back
right
to
there.
The fucking Olive Hut.
That's cheap, actually.
Great.
But they're delicious.
Great.
Okay,
great.
This talks
great.
Way too long.
Yes,
yes.
You have.
Thanks. You're running up Big Fatty's minute.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway,
how do you turn this thing off?
You've just got to wait until the battery
I love
dies.
Blue cheese, David J., but fucking olives, you can shove them up your nose. I don't like those.
Oh,
I'd like to smell your
underwear. That is true. I probably would as well.
Yeah, we know. Great.
But we're about to.
Great.
Update.
Oh,
and I
Lord.
Would like to know.
Tell me.
Maybe I'll take a little vacation and come
that
down
sounds
to the Larry Vader.
Oh, Mr. V-A-D-E-R.
I want dates.
dates? Is that like Howard dates? Or prunes?
I will add you to the Evite, Dave. Right. Sure. Absolutely. Bring Chuck.
See you later.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, bye. Great.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, Lord, he's tooting at you.
Okay, bye, Dave.
Oh, Lord. Thank
God. Thank you.
Gee.
Big Fatty, hang up the cellular telephone.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, here we go. Let me just push the button right here. Okay, that wasn't the button.
Oh, Lord. Oh, that's the hang-up noise.
Okay. Well, we had to have the hang-up noise.
Meh.
Well, boy, he bought a jar of warm blue cheese stuffed olives that smelled like his socks and underwear and bought his mama a big jar of them.
But now the better question is, when you come to my moving hoot nanny, by the way, on the Evite I sent out to some folks, if you'd like to be included, just let me know. I'll add you.
Except unless, of course, you're Chris from Tennessee, and then he'll just ignore you on that.
I accidentally
didn't mention shit his pants.
No, I got four phone calls last night. Larry, where are you moving to? I didn't specify that I wasn't leaving town, and apparently some people almost shat their pants. So yeah, Dave, I'll add you to the Evite. Don't worry, come on down. Bring your mama and her olives. Bring me some olives.
Hello.
Big Fatty.
Bring me fucking ribs.
Big Fatty may not like olives, but I do.
Okay, great.
Dave, I'm looking at this. A 20-ounce jar of olives is like $5.66.
Is that Canadian money?
No, that's... I don't know where
I don't know
is.
What that Canadian money is.
It's California somewhere.
California money. Oh, well, that ain't worth shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say... how we actually order.
Well, you call DJ David J at DJDavidJ.com.
It's the Olive Hut at 3487 Highway 99 West, Corning, California.
Okay, Lord. Enough of the fucking Olive Hut.
Harbra.
Larry got an e-letter.
Oh, Lord.
From
Say
Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, from Simon.
Tell us all about it, Big Friday.
Well, Simon. Oh, Lord. Simon, you know, I was worried about Simon being horrified by us talking about his sexual escapades.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I can do this in a British accent.
Chibidio, good day.
Hey, my.
No, that's Australian.
No, that's where Cyclone Larry was.
Oh,
my God. Well, hey, I'll do it like Simon. Oh, my God. I'm glad I didn't go to that house party after all. Okay, well, you can't hear that, but he's very shy. He's our shy guy.
Shy guy.
Anyway. Oh, my God, I'm glad I didn't go to that after-hours party. I hear there was a lot of my phone monkeys that got very, very drunk. Now, Larry, I want you to Google phone monkey and just see what pops up.
Okay.
Okay.
It's Larry in a cave.
People were passed out, and a lot of the vomit was happening. Nasty. Thank you for your kind comments. I do need a man. And then he went shopping on Sunday, and he hates shopping, but there were some cute boys in Soho and Covent Garden.
Ooh, I love Soho and Covent Garden.
And walked into a lamppost while he was watching this guy walk by.
So the question is, Simon, if you were that close, why did you go shopping for clothes and not shopping for beverages at, like, the yard that's right there in Soho?
But Larry, he says he almost walked into a lamppost while watching some guy walk by, much to everyone's Mickey takings. I've never heard the term Mickey takings.
Mickey takings? That's a first for me.
Okay,
as well.
So if you have an idea what Mickey takings means, call the Mickey taking Hoot Nanny line at
206-339-6FAT.
Or if you want to be a houseboy for Larry, call
843-36. Just kidding. I was going to give your number. That's 206-339-6FAT.
Or if you wanted to play with Big Fatty's nipples.
Well, they don't. That Big Fatty will break my keyboard off trying to press that key to
anyway,
make that noise.
Simon. Oh, here's the good part. This is where it relates to DJ David J.
Oh. Did he buy olives too?
Yeah, he bought some olives, and they smelled like DJ David J's socks. Everyone in his house is going to fly to Cyprus today.
Where the hell is Cyprus?
Cyprus is down there near the boot, I think. I don't know where it is.
Oh, right.
Right.
Okay.
And he couldn't get the time off from the coal mine.
I didn't know he worked at a coal mine.
Yeah. Okay. And so he's going to have the house to himself. So all of you in the United Kingdom, head on over to Basingstoke and just get out of your car and smell for DJ David J. Socks, and you'll probably find Simon.
Well, and, that sounds but
he's off to Canada in a couple of months, and the boys up in Ontario and Nova Scotia better beware.
Well, speaking of DJ David J., well, that's not where DJ David J. is.
He drives a fucking truck. Drive over to see Simon. Hello.
I don't think
Chuck can do that.
Now, Chuck drives a Ford Focus.
Right. Well, Simon, when you get there, just lose your hubcaps and Chuck will come see you.
Only if you start a podcast.
Right. And he says that, Simon says that he loves us and that he's always going to be a fan until the sling breaks because I'm too fat.
Simon. There's just
we
a
hope you'll be a fan
time.
Longer than that.
That's oh my goodness. Speaking of Big Fatty, this is going to be too much information for some of the listeners, but
say it.
I was attending a social event last night, and I went up into the special room.
Ah,
and there was a sling that rivaled yours by far. It was attached to the rafters with some chain that's as thick as your leg.
Where was this?
I can't tell you that.
What part of town?
North Charleston.
Oh.
In old North Charleston, up in that area. It's a gorgeous home. I've been there
before. Well, it sounds like if it's got a sling with chains that big.
I know. I was like, good God, that could support even Big Fatty.
Hello.
So, anyway.
So you got in it then?
No, I did not.
Because you weren't sure it could support you.
Right.
Okay, great.
Right. That's exactly why I didn't. I've got the coal mine webpage open.
Oh, Lord.
That's not really.
Lord. Speaking of supporting the sling. Lord.
He's been taking photos, Big Fatty.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Larry, well, is there a skull update today?
Hi.
Oh, Lord.
Well, that's right. It's the skull update time. Even though I really didn't have anything to say, she was being ignorant again today.
Okay, all right, there ain't no fucking skull update. Yeah, I was just playing with the stupid keys.
Mm-hmm. I hate her. I still hate her. That never changes. Big Fatty, you know, I got some more compliments on the beardage.
By the way, you have changed the pictures on the manhunt.
Yes.
Hello.
To sport the beardage.
Y'all, he looks like some kind of homeless thing that crawled out of a refrigerator box.
Whatever, you Hello. Big fat thing. At least I'm not bald. So...
Not yet.
Correct.
And Larry, I want to say, I think we should say welcome back to Omi, who obviously had lots of pre-sweetened cereal and double Zoloft on his last cast because he was...
He
sounded like he was into the Vibabaroo.
Well, sometimes that's how the Omi do. Now, I do want to point out Vibabaroo. That we overstepped our boundaries
Ooh.
Yesterday. And podcasted about some things that we weren't supposed to.
Oh, well.
Now, with that said, Omi got a little upset with me this morning.
Oh, was there a verbal spanking?
There was. And he said, I'm going to get you back. And I said, please do.
Hello.
Please do. I'm not easily offended.
He's going to come hang out at your dumpster.
Ah, okay.
Steal the men's away from there.
Ooh.
Hello.
Well, girl, you come right on ahead.
Hello.
Have you seen those things in my neighborhood? Now, my new neighborhood... Don't be trying to bust up in there.
Right.
Of course, Larry don't got nowhere to live yet.
Right.
So.
And by new neighborhood, he means the Westinghouse box rather than the Frigidaire box.
Right. So, now, Big Fatty, tonight we're going to have a little Mexican, maybe, if you feel up for it. A beverage. And you were even speaking of new Walmart, a Palooza.
Yeah.
So, I hate Walmart.
Yeah.
And I think that going to the new one is horror, but since you're driving, it's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, Big Fatty, you know what that means.
Oh, Lord. There it is. Y'all, I'm going to try to get him a shorter version of this because it's like, okay, the music starts. We can go change the fucking oil in the car, you know.
Speaking of, I need to do that if you'd like.
I need to do that, too.
Well, so. Now, I can take you.
Do what?
I can take you.
I'm sorry I can't hear you over the music.
Big Fatty, I'm standing right beside you. Well, everyone, I did talk to AppleCare today about the MacBook Pro.
Yeah, I'm just going to rip this off, okay? Okay, look at there.
However, they put me on hold in French, at which point I started yelling, I'm Southern, not from the south of France.
Speaking of France, was there some kind of update from the Charles de Gaulle Airport?
Oh, Lord, y'all. Poor extra special Chris.
Or not so extra special because he didn't do anything.
Sent me the e-letter this morning wondering how you say fat in French, to which I responded, meh. It's universal. Really.
But now, isn't he over in...
He's in Austria right now.
Well, now, that's where Cyclone Larry came, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right.
Well, perfect. I said, how are you doing? He said, well, I'm not feeling so great because of the pressure change. And I know Big Fatty. He's just laughing.
Yo, she don't know.
And he said, I'm not feeling so great. And I said, well, really? He's like, yeah, but I'm about to go have sausage and beer.
Hello?
And I said, of course you are.
And by sausage, he was going to go to... Survey the devastation.
Right.
From
right.
Cyclone Larry.
I'm sure.
Right.
You just never know.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's wild. He's going to have sausage. I didn't know they had vegetarian sausage.
Oh, that's true.
Uh-huh.
You know, it didn't even faze me.
So
when he
that
said
just
it.
Tells me that he wasn't putting pork sausage in him. He was putting manhunt sausage in him. Wow.
Okay.
How about that, John?
No, they
well, John,
are
don't
Austria.
Listen to this, so it doesn't matter.
Well, no, John and I are, you know, I said we're having the party.
Right. When does he do back, by the way?
John?
No.
Chris?
Uh-huh.
April 1st?
Oh, Lord, you got plenty of time.
Plenty of time to have this party. And, of course, I invited them to my moving hootenanny party, but John had to entertain his grandmother or something.
Right. He's got to have that... He's having a colonic that weekend.
Well, I don't even know
when the party is. Doesn't matter. That's when he's having a colonic.
Right.
Okay, great.
Right. There's always some excuse. It really is. I'm sick and tired of it. Then it's like, well, are you going to be in Charleston for Memorial Day?
Are you?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Huh?
I'll be here.
You're not going to go up to Chicago?
For Memorial Day? Yeah. I didn't know that was the plan.
That's when IML is.
Oh.
Hello.
Okay,
you know Miss Lindley will be
here
there.
For Memorial Day. So... All right, Big Fatty. Well, how do we get in touch with you if you make it back from the Walmart Grand Opening?
Well, when I'm not in a cave, you can get in touch with me at BigFatty@LittleFatty.com, or you can call the Hootenanny Touch Big Fatty's Nipple line at
206-339-6FAT.
And Larry, how do we get in touch with you?
For the love of God, e-letter me. That's Larry@LittleFatty.com. And
if we wanted to apply for your houseboy position?
That's 206-339-6FAT. And by the way, that
Except
position does not pay. You pay me to
Hello.
Be that person. So keep
well,
that
and
in
that
mind.
Could be paid in sausage, so to speak.
Right, yeah. So to speak.
Yeah.
Same sort of sausage extra
yeah,
special
sausage.
Chris is having tonight.
Well, not so extra special Chris. Regular
right.
Chris.
Right, Chris.
Which is not to be confused with Chris in Tennessee, who we're not talking to and who's not invited to the party.
Correct.
Meh.